before Thanksgiving last year.
That's Fox's Matt Finn outside the court in Moscow, Idaho. America's listening to Fox News.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life, from carpooling kids to work to friends and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. See store for details.
Inflation is nothing more than legalized theft. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and to preserve your wealth, I highly recommend keeping physical gold in your retirement account. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold, which is the only gold IRA company I trust. So text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
Good morning, 903 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is 77. The sun's shining. Absolutely beautiful morning here in Pensacola. Operation Brownsville continued over the weekend with Escambia County's mobile licensing on wheels truck set up to provide folks with driver's licensing and ID needs.
We always want people to be legal and compliant with the law and have the opportunity to do it the right way. And this is a way to bring services right to a community without, you know, eliminating the ability or the requirement for people to have to go to an office.
That is Escambia Tax Collector Public Information Officer Jonathan Johnson. The Community Health Mobile Medical Unit was also there to provide some services like pregnancy and diabetes testing. And the Licensing on Wheels unit says they believe they issued between 30 to 60 IDs and licenses. Well, 10 days until the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season, and already experts tracking a little bit of trouble.
This first disturbance is extending a couple hundred miles northeast of the Bahamas, set to soak Bermuda in the next few days. And while this is pretty much a nothing storm to us, not expected to develop, meteorologist Daniel Brown at the National Hurricane Center in Miami says it's a good time to storm prep and get your supplies together. There may be something right behind the system.
Later this week, you know, model guidance is suggesting we could see a low to form kind of off southeast U.S. coast, although it looks like this one may be more non-tropical than tropical.
He says it would not be shocking to see a storm or two develop in late May or early June. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
One person has died after a drive-by shooting on Paula Avenue over the weekend. That happened Saturday. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says two people were shot. One person was hit in the stomach and leg. That person died while being treated at the hospital. The second victim hit in the leg and then released so far. No suspects. It is 9:05. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
Warm and humid day today with a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. 40% chance of rain overall with a high near 88. Overnight tonight, temperatures are going to be dropping near 70 degrees. For Tuesday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 83. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 66. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 77 in Pensacola and sunny at 76 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. Your next news, 9:30 in breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Public Affairs Office at NAS Whiting Field.
Good Monday morning. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you had an amazing weekend. It was a beautiful weekend here in Pensacola. I was at the beach, and the water was emerald green. It was so amazing. It's just wonderful that we live in paradise. I absolutely love it. There's always something fun to do, so I hope you had a great weekend. We are here with NAS Whitingfield Public Affairs. I hope that y'all are having a great day, a great morning. Thank you so much for coming with me. We have Pat Sutherland. He's the Chief Navy Counselor. We have Jamie Coffey. She's Public Affairs Officer. And William Chaponi. He's a First Class Electronics Technician. If you want to join in this conversation, please do. It's 437-1620. Good morning. How are y'all today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are good.
Did y'all have a great weekend?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. It was so nice, man. It was. I love this time of year.
April and May and mm-hmm. September and October, they are the most wonderful months to live at Northwest Florida. Oh,
right?
I love living here.
I know, I do too. I was sitting out at the beach and my friend and I were talking and we're like, let's don't tell anyone. Let's just keep it our secret. Pensacola is horrible. It's terrible. You don't want to live there.
That's why they say best kept secret.
Sitting out there and it's just paradise. We're like, man, we are so lucky to live here. It's amazing. And we have y'all with us today.
Yes.
NAS Whitingfield, which is amazing. Last time you were here, we got to talk about y'all and how big you are and how awesome your Whitingfield is. And it was really just eye-opening for me, especially to know all the statistics and everything you told me about last time. So it's great that you're back.
Yeah, focused on that mission. And today we just kind of wanted to talk with the sailors and talk about some of the inner workings and the support for the operations, because what they do is absolutely integral, such an integral part. That keeps everything up and running and keeps those aircraft in the air. So I thought bringing these guys in this morning
I
and kind of talk about specifically what they do in the Navy and then what they do at NAS Whitingfield. So I think we're going to put Chaponi up on the chopping block first.
I always forget we say last names in the military. So I was a military rep for 8 years and I'm like, Chaponi, oh yeah, we did do that.
I'm ready. Let's do it, Jamie.
Yep. So I want to get to, we want to get to know you a little bit first. So tell us where you're from, hometown.
So I'm from West Tennessee in general, but I claim Jackson, Tennessee as a home of residence.
Okay. Okay. Now how long did you live in Tennessee?
I lived in Tennessee until I joined the Navy.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's still born and raised.
Yes.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like he's from Tennessee at all,
though. No, I was just going to say there's no accent.
I try to tell people I'm from New York, but nobody believes me.
So are you married? Do you have family?
Yes, I am married. I've been married to my wife, Michelle, for 15 years. Okay. We just had our anniversary in
Ooh,
April.
Ooh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd say 95% happy married. You know, it's
there you go.
Never 100% in the military, but it's pretty close. She's a good woman. And then I have two daughters. My oldest is Kayla Elizabeth. She's 12. And then my youngest is Ella Kate. She's 8.
Oh, okay. So you both have your hands full.
Yes.
In school and I'm sure activities and all of that.
So. They're busy. And they are not quiet children, but that's okay. That's how we like it.
Girls. Yes. Okay, I have to ask, do they get along or...
They get along better, like, when they're in trouble. Like, if they get stuff taken away,
then
they get along really well, and they want to share. But as soon as they have all their devices back, they don't want to talk to each other.
Right?
I kind of like it
isn't
when they're,
that how it
they're
is?
Nice to each other, and they're nice for us, too. So.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Okay, so let's dive into, let's talk Navy. So tell me what you do, what specifically is ET? We always say ET1, Chaponi. So tell us kind of, like, what that job entails for the Navy.
So, we in the rate joke, it's an everything technician. We work on a lot of different equipment. We also get, like, sent out to do a lot of working parties. We're a part of everything pretty much. But our job is working on the radios, such as at Whitingfield, we're support, making sure that they have good comms between the tower and the plane. We don't work inside the plane. That's ATs.
Okay.
But the ground equipment. And then on the ships, we have radars that we work with, and then the integrated communications equipment, such as like site TV, so that we can watch television, and also the phones that we use to call from the ship to our family at home through SHF. We work on that too. So, you know, ET, we help you phone home.
I love that. That's a great.
That is really good. I like that.
So it's like really encompassing for communications. because you always say comms, but we always, mm-hmm. everything's an acronym, or right. we shorten it in the Navy, but or in the military in general, but you're kind of an overall for communications.
Yes. Yeah. We get specialized. Like, you'll hear that there's a comms ET or a radar ET, a navigation ET. That just means that we're specialized in certain areas of equipment.
Yeah.
But as an ET, we're supposed to be able to get a call, this equipment's down, take our tech manual, go figure out how to make that thing work.
So are you specialized in one of those three disciplines?
I am, but I'm more specialized into what's called 2M. So it's okay. micro-miniature circuit card repair. So the components inside, the circuit cards inside of equipment, if there's something that goes bad, they bring that to me, and I will try to fix it to replace maybe like a resistor or something like that for $3 versus the entire circuit card for $35,000.
Wow.
So my field is more of a money-saving field for the Navy.
So do you do the same job? So let's talk ships real quick. We got to talk Navy ships.
Absolutely.
It's Navy. So do you do the same job on the ship?
It's the same job generally. Like, I will always be an electronics technician. To some degree, the thing that changes more is like the collateral responsibilities. So like here at Whiting Field, I'm learning to take over for Chief Sutherland as a career counselor. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of filling those shoes as he's getting ready to transition out. But I'm still required to go work on the circuit cards if they break. I do other things required related to equipment. On the ship, I will have watches such as what's called a combat watch, where I'm at a screen and helping to, I guess you could call it, fight the ship.
Yeah.
But once that watch is done, that collateral duty, I'm still required to maintain equipment, fix it when it breaks, that sort of thing.
So how long have you served in the Navy?
So I am still a baby in the Navy. Mm-hmm. I call it, I'm 8 years. I've only been on one ship, the USS Princeton, CG-59 out of San Diego. I did two deployments with the Princeton. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to stick with the small boys just because I like the life, getting to know everybody and being close with all of my shipmates.
Nice. Okay, so you mentioned small boy. So for the audience, can you talk about ships a little bit? What is a small boy versus something like, I'll say, a carrier?
It's the real Navy. Small boys are the real Navy.
Yes.
Jump in, Pat. Tell us.
No, I'll let him answer. I'll back him up, though, on whatever he says.
Yeah.
For sure. So, like, mine's a cruiser. Destroyer would fall into that class. Won't get into LCSs.
Yeah.
They're smaller manning, but a whole nother breed of ship. But basically, it's you have more responsibility on a small boy. Like, you're going to be doing a lot more things because there's less people. You're going to have less than 300 people embarked, including air crew, when we have a helo dead attached. On a carrier, you're going to be more specialized. I would probably be doing one job, and that just doesn't fit my personality. I want to be doing a lot of things. I want to be busy. I want to know everybody. There's still that chain of command and respect for rank. But my captain's door was always open. If there was an issue, I could go in there and speak with him if I needed to, if things weren't happening, as they should.
Yeah.
And once again, you know everybody. I'm not going to pass somebody in the hallway and not know who they are unless they just got there.
Yeah. You mentioned being busy and staying busy. And at Whiting Field, you do stay busy. So you're part of the diversity committee?
Yes.
On the installation. What does that do? What is your role?
So the diversity committee, our goal is to make sure there's education, awareness, and acceptance for anything that makes us different. So like this upcoming month, we'll have Pride Month, and there's Juneteenth is going to be happening. This month is Asian Pacific, and we're going to be doing just some things to bring attention to that. Like, we're going to be having a luau joining with NWR. We're going to have some food and some games from that region of the world. And basically just that nobody gets forgotten. And we make sure to remember that in the military, we're very diverse. And sometimes you got to look a little deeper into things to make sure that we're treating everyone with respect and understanding.
Yeah, and that happens through that education piece and
for sure
getting to know everyone. Thank you for that. So the last thing I'll ask you, if you had to give someone advice who's maybe thinking about the Navy or coming into the military, what advice would you give them? Is there anything you'd like to bestow, any nugget of?
Yes. So I'll give the general, and then I'll give what I told my nephew who just recently joined the Army. The general one is to drive your own career. In the Navy, they give you everything you need to be successful. What they want to see so that you make promotions. They tell you how to write your evals. Nobody's going to do that for you. So you get in, you ask questions, maybe find a good mentor, but figure out what your roadmap is, and you follow that roadmap. It's not going to be done for you. And the second thing, I told my nephew, he's been in a little under 2 years, so it's coming close to time, but I told him don't get married inside of 2 years. Take your time.
Wow, that's smart.
If you love someone, wait a little bit.
Smart thinking.
If you love them after 2 years, you can marry them. That's my only advice.
Very good. By the way, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Jamie Coffey, Public Affairs Officer, Pat Sutherland, Chief Navy Counselor, and William Chaponi, First Class Electronics Technician with NAS Whiting Field. If you want to join this conversation, you can. 437-1620. You're welcome to call. If you have questions about the Navy, maybe joining the Navy, we are here to answer those questions for you this morning. Maybe you know someone. Someone just graduated from high school. I know that's going on soon. You know, maybe they're thinking about it. You know, they have some questions. 437-1620. So, Pat, how are you this morning? You've been so quiet over there.
I've been quiet.
Did you have your
That's
coffee?
That's not normal always.
No. Let's talk to a Navy chief.
Coffee.
Let's talk to a Navy chief. We got to get him going. He's sitting over here falling
it's not
asleep.
Not my regular coffee, but it's coffee. It's good.
We all run on coffee. Yeah. I think the Navy runs on coffee.
When someone says they're at work and they haven't had their coffee yet, I just don't understand.
Right.
I'm like, how are you here?
Yes,
you're standing here talking to me. How did you do that? They're like, I just didn't have my coffee.
And since working for the Navy in the last 8 years, my taste in coffee has transitioned. And now I drink it dark and black. And I love it. And I enjoy
really?
It.
Really? The best way.
Yes,
I drink mine frou-frou. I like my creamer.
Frou-frou.
I like mine with a little flavored creamer, but not blonde. Like, just give it a little bit of sweetness. Cool it down just a little bit.
I
could see myself going black in the future as I get older. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's kind of like sweet tea. When I was little, 2 cups of sugar, please. Now, I'm like, cut it half and half,
and
sometimes
half.
It's a little too sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Have you heard of the Arnold Palmer?
Yes.
Which is the
sweet tea and lemonade.
Half lemonade and half tea.
It's good.
Yep.
I didn't know anything about that until I moved to
It's like
to
a bougie
Florida.
Tea.
Where are you from?
It's a bougie.
So, I'm from Maryland.
Oh,
originally.
Wow.
I'm a farm girl, Southern Maryland.
Huh.
About between Patuxent River Navy Base and Andrews Air Force Base. And,
okay.
Then I ended up about halfway through college, just didn't know what I wanted to do. And I had changed my major like 4 times in a row. And I said, I don't know what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just picked up and decided to join the Air Force.
And it was the best decision ever made, wasn't
it? I had so much adventure. And 30 seconds. So somebody gave me the advice when I was, because I started out in security forces.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, don't get stuck in the States. Go overseas first, and then you can kind of hop. And even better, take a remote tour.
Oh.
And I was able to take a remote tour, and then I got top 3 pick, and I chose another remote tour. So I got to, I started off, you know, in my early 20s in Portugal and
wow.
Alaska and
That's
just
awesome.
All these wonderful places. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I was really lucky. And then I finished my college after and
Nice.
Yeah. So.
And how long have you been in the military?
So mine is, I had about a 9-year break in service. So this
mm-hmm.
time I've been in about 7 on the Air Force Reserve
okay.
side
mm-hmm.
And been in the Navy as a DOD for about 7 or 8 years.
Okay, nice.
But I did about 5 or 6 years mm-hmm. active duty way back
You've just
when.
Had it, you just been at all places.
Oh, I did. I'm at Herbert Field now as a religious affairs airman.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of fills my cup. I absolutely
Aww.
Love it. It's a support
yeah.
to the Special Operations Wing out at Herbert Field, and mm-hmm. love those guys. I'll give them a shout out because they are amazing, and what they do and sacrifice too. So I'm very lucky
yeah.
that I get to serve among Air Force personnel and Navy personnel.
Yeah.
So I get mm-hmm. airmen and sailors, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh,
it helps you appreciate
awesome.
The military a lot
absolutely.
More when you serve
yeah.
with different branches.
Definitely. I can
yeah,
see that.
Joint is amazing.
I've been fortunate enough to serve with, you know, people from every single branch, and it, mm-hmm. it really does. We kind of joke around behind the scenes like, yeah, Air Force, Army, the Marines, you know, but
mm-hmm.
It's one big military family, and until you really serve and see what goes on behind the scenes with the different branches, you really, you know, you come to respect it and appreciate it a lot more.
Yeah, and we'll talk, Pat. You're kind of coming down, you're winding down your career now.
Yes.
And can I say that you are going to retire out of NAS Whiting Field?
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah.
When?
18 days in a wake up.
Oh,
my goodness. Till I no longer will put the uniform on again.
I bet that's bittersweet.
I've kind of got a same close to the same story that, you know, mm-hmm. Jamie does. Been in the Navy 22 years, came in out of Benton Harbor, Michigan, Southwest Michigan, born and raised there. And I was the same way. Maybe a little bit different than she was. I just was partying a lot and not really applying myself in college and those kinds of things. So I got to a point where I was like, I need to do something different. I need to change the pace. Yep. Not necessarily I need to get away from home, you know, so much, but I need to do something that is going to put me on the right track. And that's what I tell a lot of our junior sailors and the young people that are kind of trying to figure out what they want to do with their life. The military is not a bad way to figure that out.
No.
So, yeah, 22 years, grew up submarine service, 11 years, USS Wyoming, USS Jimmy Carter on URND on Washington, and then small boys, 100% small boys.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to back you up real quick. So before we get into small boys.
Yeah.
So I'm super interested in the subs, in the submarine. So what did you do when you were on the submarines? Did you know?
I was a sonar technician by trade. I had a couple of other types of positions that I won't really talk about a whole lot later on in my submarine career before I converted over to a career counselor.
Okay.
So, submarine force is unique. It's hard really to explain it until you've done it. Very diverse now, you know, where we've got females on submarines now, which is awesome. It's great. I think it's something that was it was just a matter of time before it was going to happen, so I'm glad that it is happening now.
Yeah.
Safest place to be in the Navy. Everybody looks at us like we're crazy, but, you know, you can't kill what you can't find, and we are the silent service, so we're always there.
I'd never heard of it like
and
that.
And capable.
Silent service. That's cool.
Yep. Silent service. If there was a way for Navy counselors to go back to be on submarines, I would have been back on a submarine in a heartbeat.
Really?
I love the aviation community, you know, because I've been with it now for 8-9 years. But, yeah.
Was that a... Again, for the audience, was that a redesignation? So you moved out of subs into CCC?
Absolutely. Yeah, I had the opportunity to do a conversion, and I picked NC was one of the few rates that I was actually interested in doing, and I got lucky. We're one of those unique rates that we don't have sailors coming in straight out of boot camp to become NCs. It's more of a senior rate. And that's because we're human capital specialists, basically, is the way I like to call it. Career development, mentorship, those kinds of things. And you don't really get that so much from not having a little bit of experience in the military or in the Navy, so to speak. So, yeah.
You mentioned mentorship. So
absolutely.
I'm going to ask you, kind of very similar to Chaponi, as you are finishing your career, and you are a wonderful resource to NAS Whiting Field. He's our go-to. He is absolutely our go-to. When we have a question, when somebody has a question, we go to CCC. Mm-hmm. We go to Pat. So what advice would you give to the young sailors that are in their first term in the Navy, and they are at that point in that decision, whether they stay or they go, what advice would you give them?
I always like to tell younger sailors, especially if they're at their first command, go to another command, transfer, go to at least one other place. Pensacola, the Panhandle, is not the Navy. We've got two great naval stations right here, you know, but some sailors may not like this area. So if they come here and it's their first tour here and they're like, okay, yep, no, Pensacola, Milton is the Navy. I don't want anything to do with the Navy anymore. This is one tiny piece of the whole universal global Navy pie. So go to another command, see something different, do something different. Get a lot of sailors that do that. And myself and our current CMC like to say it, we were all getting out when we first came in. And then every time you come up for that reenlistment or something, there's either a global event that's happening or something's happening in your personal life, or you're just like, you know what? This isn't so bad. I'm getting taken care of. Let me keep doing this.
That's right.
Right. We had a friend text in, thank you for your service. I was airframes working on F-14s and left the Army to be a medic. I loved both careers.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a big shift. Holy cow. Yeah, absolutely.
Congratulations to you and your career. That is awesome. Yeah, we say that all the time. We give each other stuff for being in the different branches. But the end of the day, that's a brother sisterhood.
Absolutely.
When you have served, it is. And somebody asked me that recently, like, oh, you know, you guys don't get along. Do you get along? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Because we share some of that same mindset and mentality. Okay, so I kind of skipped where you were from and if you have family here, because now we know you're on that retirement slope.
Yeah, Southwest Michigan, 20 years. Married 19 years to an outstanding woman who I found in the Navy. So I'm one of those, found love in the Navy, which is not always one of those things you're like, you went in the Navy to find love? Like, what's that all about? No, it wasn't planned that way, but it worked out that way. So I can't, you know.
How long were you in the Navy before you met her?
About 2 years.
See, 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Yes. So was
two,
she?
Two, I was in the Navy for 2 years when we met. You know, I did not meet your 2 year love requirement, though. Mm-hmm. You know, we sped that up a little bit. Just to life and its complexities and everything.
So was she active duty?
She was. Yep.
What did
10
she
years
do in
active
the Navy?
Duty. She was a Navy corpsman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's amazing because she went from doing that. She got a nursing degree and license while still on active duty, and decided it was the best for her and the family to separate, and she did. So
wonderful team too, that because she has that background, and as you have moved into your career, and she sometimes can become that support element to you, that she has an understanding.
Oh, absolutely.
With the Navy. So that's awesome.
Yeah, we've got two girls. I've got a graduate tomorrow of Milton High School.
Congratulations. You got her all the way through.
Yeah,
that's always
got
an accomplishment.
Her, she's making me feel older than I admit that I am. And then the youngest is finishing up middle school and going into high school next year. So two girls. And I will answer that question easily that you asked him.
Yeah.
On the outside, they absolutely hate each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
With girls.
They're constantly at each other. And I try to tell them, I'm like, hey, you two need to be like friends here.
Yeah.
You're going to have each other for the rest of your lives. Mm-hmm. Do what you can to try and get along. And me being an only child, I guess I'm out of my element telling them that. But
Your whole family, this is big transitions, retirement.
It is.
And
yeah.
Out of high school and out of grade school that way.
Yep.
So do you have plans for retirement? Can I ask what you want to do after?
I'm staying. We are definitely staying in the area. We like it here. We love it here. It's a great area. It's a awesome place for families, for professionals coming up in whatever industry you're coming up in. I hope to stay in some kind of support role for the military.
Perfect.
That's what I want to do.
We want you back. When you retire, you have to stay here.
Yep.
Thank you so much for your service. It does not get taken lightly and doesn't get taken for granted. And congratulations on your retirement. That's super exciting. Don't forget, there's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday with Jordan Chase. He was on The Voice. We have more to unpack here on Pep Talk.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pappas. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott will say he's running for president next hour at an event in North Charleston. He already has support.
South Dakota Senator John Thune, the second highest ranking Republican in the chamber, will be endorsing Scott at his announcement in South Carolina. It'll be a double endorsement from South Dakota, as Fox News reports the state's other senator, Mike Rounds, will be joining the minority whip in backing Scott.
Now Fox's Ryan Schmelz, President Biden's team, including the White House counselor Steve Ricchetti, budget director Shalonda Young at the Capitol this hour for meetings with Republicans on the debt ceiling. Ricchetti would not comment on how much further they must go or if a deal hinged on today's meeting. That's later today between the president and the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. America is listening to Fox News.